This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
It's Chris-a-mania, brother.
That's a great question. Look at you, man, with the powerful questions. Woo!
This is the Chris Van Vliet Show.
Chris Van Vliet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van Vliet.
Yes, welcome back to another audio adventure on the Chris Van Vliet Show. This episode is proudly sponsored by DirecTV, NFL Sunday Ticket, Deal Dash, and Bet Online. And I had absolutely no idea how much I would learn from this conversation with UFC legend Vitor Belfort. I mean, he drops bombs in the octagon, but as you'll see here, he drops all kinds of knowledge in the other aspects of his life. You're going to learn a ton here, just like I did. And it gets me so excited to do more interviews like this with people that aren't necessarily wrestlers, people who aren't necessarily in the world of wrestling, but just people that we can learn from, people who we can take just a little bit of their expertise and apply it to our own lives. And you guys seem to be enjoying this too, based on the reviews. And thank you for subscribing or following on whatever platform that it is that you're listening on. So this review's from Miguel, but the username is Angelina Cowles. So Miguel, if you use someone else's account to leave this review, I think that makes you even more awesome. The review is titled, "The Day Chris Van Vliet Saved Me." And by the way, these reviews, these ridiculous stories of how I saved someone's life, these made-up stories are incredible. And I'm reading one review on every single show. So if I keep seeing these ridiculous stories, just know that these ones are moving to the top of the pile. It was Christmas at that time, and I was shopping last minute as usual. It was pretty darn late to be shopping. Either way, a suspicious car was following me as I was walking to my car. All of a sudden, they jumped out and tried to steal my car, and the last person I could think of saving me was Chris Van Vliet. Oh my God, he's here. The legendary Chris Van Vliet took them down and rock-bottomed one of the thieves. Believe me. Anyway, I asked him what I could do for such a heroic act, and all he asked me to do was to listen to his podcast and leave a 5-star rating. So here I am, leaving this review and listening to the podcast. And this podcast is the best. He's the reason I still keep passionate for pro wrestling. Love you very much, Chris. Much love from Miguel, with the rock on emoji and the dinosaur emoji. Dinosaur emoji. Definitely one of my most used emojis. So thank you, Miguel. Appreciate that. And I will keep reading one on every single show, like I said, especially if they're ridiculously awesome stories like this one. So Vitor Belfort's MMA career is nothing short of legendary, with some of the most devastating knockouts in UFC history. So he retired from the UFC in 2018, but he is not done with fighting. We talk about what's next for him. We also talk about his appearance in AEW and how that all came together. He was part of Mike Tyson's camp in that big brawl with Chris Jericho. We also talk about Mike Tyson's upcoming fight, which I can't wait to see that thing. But above all of this, his mindset is incredible. It was such an honor to speak with him. So ladies and gentlemen, the Phenom, Vitor Belfort. The Phenom himself, Vitor Belfort, it's such a pleasure to be speaking with you. So thank you for joining me.
No, pleasure is mine, man. How you liking LA?
It's been good so far, but you know, it's crazy that we lived like 5 minutes away from each other in Florida.
Yeah. But unfortunately, that's how it is. You know, when people are far away, we get closer. You can see people more often than when you're close, and you know, in a close distance.
It's funny how that works. So a lot of people that are going to be watching this, a lot of people that are going to be listening to this are wrestling fans. And it was such a nice surprise to see you as part of Double or Nothing, you know, right there next to Mike Tyson. How did that all come together for you?
You know, Rob, who worked with Tyson, we are there and he said, Victor, you know, hey, I had an idea. And he put like a Tyson crew and it was pretty fun. We're there and we had so much fun, and I'm looking forward. That's something that I would never thought about it, but I'm really looking forward to jump in and have some fun and wrestling. I think I can bring a lot of value into this audience, and we can cross promotion and bring some intensity in this wrestling. That will be fun.
So that wasn't the last time that we saw you in a wrestling.
No, right? That was the first one. So maybe we don't even count the first one. I really want to go out there and put a good show for the people, for the fans.
So have you been looking into training for pro wrestling?
Yes. I'm looking for, hopefully soon I'll be able to find a way to do it in, you know, I think it's the cross promotion. I think it's going to be good. You know, it's going to be a good thing for the audience. I think it's such a big thing in Brazil as well. It was one of the biggest things wrestling in Brazil, and now we can bring it back.
You've got a pretty tight relationship with Tony Khan. You guys go way back, right?
Yeah, it's a good friend of mine. And what I like about Tony, you know, Tony's very smart. And I think he's an entrepreneur in the sense of the sport. When we look to his family, you know, we're talking about a guy who he's been growing up with his father owning soccer, you know, football, you know, major sports, you know, and I think it's about time that he can really change it. I think I call the combat sports. I put wrestling, boxing, MMA, you know, they all together, you know, it's kind of like a, when you start cross promotion, you know, bringing guys that is relevant, you know, of course we have all types of different type of people, but when you bring relevant people that really, you know, has generation, you know, like myself, I think I have tons of generation and I'm still performing in great shape and I feel good. You know, it's not like, it's a different when you work out of, when your work becomes your hobby, you add more value. When your work is your work, and that's danger. You know, like if you own a company, you want people to really relate it like they own the company. It's their company. Yeah. That's the best employee. So when I call a hobby is something that you do out of pleasure. So when you're looking for a great performance and you look like University of Stanford, Harvard, they said people, they do what they love. They tend to be more happy in their life. They can make less money, but they're more happy and they enjoy life better. So that being said, when you go to, you know, especially talking about LA, the performance, you see a lot of people there unhappy with the fame, success. So I always said, never try to work to be successful. Mm. Trying to work as you already succeed. Trying to do, because if you do today, like it's your last day, that is a success. And you never know, you know, if you wake up tomorrow or not. Like today, the grandfather of my wife just passed away, 104 years old, sleeping. Wow. So you never know. You know, you never know when's your last day.
You've had such a legendary career. And you talk about work and hobby. Was there ever a point in your MMA career where it felt like work, where it wasn't fun anymore?
Yes, they happened in my last 3 years since 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So the last 4 years, I mean, working with UFCs I was not having fun. I was not enjoying what I was doing. So I was just trying to finish my contract. Like, I wasn't happy. So, and it's not their fault. It's my fault. I didn't know how to put like a, you know, I didn't know how can I reinventing myself on their face. So I was just like going through the motions and just trying to find a new camp, new this, new that. And I could change everything, but I was not changing the inside. So, you know, soon I hopefully I'm going to come up with a movie of my life. So it's going to be very, very intense and very, very honest, because I'm going to talk about the beginning, how it was, how, because I really come from the area. Think about, I was champion in 1996.
Yeah.
And then in 2004, and then I did so many titles and I could never win the 185 title. And well, that was my, role in the UFC. And now I'm with one championship and looking to put in some fights, looking to do a lot of things. I really wanted to go to AEW and hopefully, you know, have some fun. I just like to do this and enjoy and do what I love.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me and making this interview happen. So thank you for that. As a big MMA fan myself, I look at your retirement match against Lyoto Machida, and I always thought to myself, if you had won that match, were you still planning on retiring from UFC?
That was not a retirement. That was just, I retired for UFC. I think it was my season with the organization was done. And I'm very happy for the organization. I think what Dana White did for the sport with Lorenzo Fertitta, but when they change ownership and I think a lot of things change, I think the trajectory that they took is not in favor for the people that really call the legends, the people that really made the sport, is not in their favor. And I see now a lot of people are criticizing. I don't like to criticize when I'm still with you. It's like if you're married and you don't like your wife, why are you married? You follow what I'm saying? So, and so you got to, in business, what I learned is you got to go with it until the end. So I retired from the UFC and now I'm a new journey. And so I'm about to do my last dances. When I say my last dance, it's not the last one. I'm looking to do four fights and then maybe go wrestling, pro wrestling and have some fun and enjoy entertaining the people, bring values, you know, motivating people, bring real entertainment to the world. And who knows, maybe go Hollywood, do some movies, some action. That's the phase I'm in. I'm looking for things that are really going to challenge me. I will be able to learn. I'm a great learner, but I'll be able to do what I love.
We've got so much time in front of you. I mean, sure, maybe you have less years in front of you in your MMA career, but in your life in general, you have so many years in front of you. And you've been doing so much stuff for yourself as a brand. And I'm really curious. You work for Dana White for so many years, who's a brilliant entrepreneur, a brilliant businessman. What do you learn from Dana that you can now apply to the businesses that you work with?
I think Dana is the best CEO I ever met. Thinking about a CEO, Dana works for the company. Like, he really sacrificed his family. Hmm. You know, it's hard. You know, it's like that's something that you cannot pay them back. He sacrificed his kid, his wife, his marriage. You know, his, you know, with his, this is already sad. So,
yeah,
I think Dana as a CEO, he always looking for the best interest of the investors. So if I would like to get a guy like he really fight and to bring value to the company, you know, and I may not agree because I was in another side of the chain. So what I learned, you just gotta, since the beginning, you really gotta understand and what you bring to the table, what values and like nobody's equal. It's hard to be equal. So that's what I like about capitalism, is like, it's a meritocracy. It's hard to be equal. You know, I don't believe in socialism. In the paper, it looks fantastic and everyone is equal. But I tell my kids, we're not equal in this house. And like, I'm trying to be equal with all my kids. I love them equally, but you know, I expect for them to work hard and not to compete against each other. But I always say that life is a competition in one sense. A competition is in the fact that you got to be better than you are today. You cannot live for what you did. You follow what I'm saying? So I teach my kids to really, you know, the worst enemy is called enemy. They live inside of you, called enemy. So they live inside, you know, between your ears. You know, you know what I'm talking about. So we're living now with this COVID-19. It's fear. It's uncertainty. You know, what I should do with my kids? Take out of the school, put them in, oh, when start school? Oh, we're going to have a season. Oh, we're not going to have a season. Oh, it's nobody knows. Everyone is so afraid. That's how the economy goes down, you know, because when people are afraid in the sense of community.
You're instilling this in your kids. Who was it that instilled these values, these ideas in you when you were growing up?
So I read a lot of books. I study a lot. I'm a self-taught man. And what I learned in my life is that you are, I'm just putting this here because I think the battery is going to go off.
Good. Better than this dying out on us. Yeah.
So what I discover is life is a journey in self, and I have to know who I was. And I think, and I'm still searching to know who I am. And I think that's the questions we all should ask ourselves: who I am, what I represent, what I'm looking for, how I want to be seen by those who really matter in my life. And I think as a society and as technology grows, I think we grow so much and more than we need. And that brought us to become fake, to become, you know, they're talking about authenticity, content. Not all of your content is good. There's too many content out there. So many bad content. But we don't have a lot of good content. When I go to try to watch a movie with my family, you remember how comedy used to be when we were kids? We don't have that comedy anymore. You know, it's everything's about sex, you know, trying to add, you know, when I don't say Hollywood in a sense, I say everyone. They're trying to add a new culture. And like, we forget who we are as a society, as, you know, family values, you know, Christian values, especially in America. You know, we forget what make America great and the sense of, I talk as we, not just them, it's myself. So I'm not happy who I am today. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied. Mm. I feel that I'm a hypocrite most of the time. I feel like I'm not living what I preach. So motivation is only works if that message is first is for you. That's what motivation is. Really, when you preach motivation, when you preach a change of lifestyle, you got to be the first one to take the medicine. So and that's been a problem because we have so many great life coaches and gurus and people but they're all professors. They're all professors. They're not taking their own medicine. You know what I'm saying? So they're making money, much money. They become so successful. But I believe as a society, we become sick. We become selfish. Or we become so divided in a sense that it's so selfish. It's me, it's you. It's like Black Lives Matter. It's this, it's that. You know what I mean? It's racist. You know, and now it's things become so segments. We're not looking as a whole, as a unity. You know, every life matters. You know what I mean? It's like everything matters. Doesn't matter. Everything matters. We should treat the same, not by the color, not by the authenticity, where you're from. You are, so I don't know. Of course, sometimes you're going to have to face it. The reality is some people are not just racist. Some people, they don't love themselves. They hate themselves. They're not, that's why they do drugs. That's why they need drinking. That they need whiskey. They need vodka. That's why they need tequila. Because people need to numb their pain. They are so unhappy with themselves. They need not just medicine, painkillers. They need really to subside their pain. Because they're not willing to really face themselves in the mirror and look and say, man, I'm so fake. that's the image that everyone think about me, but I'm not that person. I don't like to mention names, but most of the icons today in Hollywood's movies, they're a bunch of assholes, you know? And I mean, I'm talking about, because you know what? I'm not afraid of any man. I can go face to face with any man. So I'm just talking as a person. I'm not talking about how man or how much money you have. I'm talking about when a kid comes at us for autograph, you know, be nice, you know, at least be nice. You're in the public. You should do an autograph because that's your image. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't want, don't disturb me. Right? This is, you never can do it for a little kid. You know, some things I don't accept it. I think it's disgusting because you live out of your image. Doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, if you're a millionaire, you're still that guy that really, it's like an icon for this little kid. So when you say, when you're trying to shove these little kids, I know it's hard, I know it's tough, but you're in public, you left your house, you got to know that you really got to deal with it. So I really believe our idols today are all fake. And I don't know her. I have tons of respect for her, but the Kardashian, people become too much Kardashian, too much Kanye West, you know, drama, you know, it's like what values that you bring to society. People want to become famous and rich. That's all. That's bad. That's not going to bring a better world. You got to come with ideas. You got to come with fixing the problems of the world. You got to come with amazing work ethic and not just talent and go and ball out and become a great guy that you can bring values and can motivate people to become better. And that's what I do with my kids. I say, listen, never be satisfied with what you achieve in your life. Always look in the mirror and judge yourself. Are you happy with who you are as a person? So that's been my whole life since a little kid.
What is it for you that you do every single day to push those boundaries, to be hungry, to try to reach for more?
I just example, I think in life you really gotta live by principles and not by preference. Mm. I have a saying that kids live by preference, mature people live by principles. If you really wanna be mature man, mature sports, success in life, you got to live by principles. And when I say principles, when you stick with your principles, doesn't matter if that principle is going to bring you a good return. If that principle is going to bring you trials, you got to stick with your principles. I'm not talking about financial. Of course, in financial, you got to look for where you put your money, where your money going to multiply. I'm all off that. I like the stock market. You got to really be smart, buying stocks, selling stocks. You are really good, looking for what's going to bring you a good return. But in life, you've got to live by principles. When I say principles, it's like, you know, things you believe, things you're willing to die for. So make sure you get a paper today and do these things. Write in two papers, you know, divide in the middle and write on the left what you die for. Hmm. What the things you'll be willing to die today. You can face death today. If that thing is on the line, if he's your kid, whatever, just if he's your country or you, whatever it is, you're willing to die for that. And write it on the opposite side that what you're not willing to die. You know, I'm not willing to die for this or that. So just, you got to do this. And when you start doing these things, you start, you know, searching inside of you, man, that wow. So, for example, everyone to go watch this movie that is in Netflix called American Gospel. You got to watch this movie. So this movie, Paul Washer and many other guys, they're exposing these ministers that are really selling the gospel. Hmm. They call it the prosperity gospel. Why? Why the churches are now the places where we have more sick people? Because people go to the churches not to change themselves. They're going to look for happiness, success, the five steps to success. People love these books, 5 steps, 12 weeks to change your life. I'm telling them that doesn't exist 12 weeks. It's everyday grind. I'm teaching my kids, you know, people say, Victor, what's the secret to be so tough, so durable, so good, so in shape and with an advanced age? I say, it's simple, man. Do little a lot, not a lot little. Hmm. little a lot, not a lot little. People are always looking to, oh, to the secret sauce. There has no secret, man. You got to be doing the same thing over and over and again, over and over and again, over and over, and don't get bored and trying to make this fun. And that's been my ethos, man, in my life. You know, I'm tired of my own hypocrisy. But when I look to the world, I say, man, I'm in good shape. Because people, they're good to fix the other people's life, but they cannot fix their life. So I don't agree with that. I never agree with that saying that do what I say, don't do what I do. This is wrong. This is not leadership. Leadership is like I can only command of you to do something if I do myself. You know what I'm saying? So that's for me is truly. So we're lacking leadership in the world today because on the old days, the leaders, the kings, they used to go to the battle. They got to be in the front of the battle. And that was the mistake that led King David to become an adultery, a murderer, a liar, because he didn't went to battle. He refused to go to fight. So life is a daily battle. You got to face the day. You got to go face yourself and become better.
There's so many truth bombs in here, dropping all this knowledge and these nuggets. Thank you for that. Do a little, a lot. Actually sounds like something that would really apply to the wrestling world, because wrestling is all about the intricate, you know, nuances of what's going on during the matches. As you step in now to the world of wrestling, are you okay starting at the beginning and doing, you know, a little?
That's been my whole life. You know, wrestling is part of my routine as a fighter. You know, fighting, everything is a repetition. If when we talk fake wrestling, it becomes real. When you see, it's kind of real because they're doing things and they have to be creative. You got to go with the flow. It's new in a sense, but it's not new what I do, you know, because we do combat and it's almost like a flow. So it's a routine. So everything I do today, I can do anything. If you put me to work with technology, you got to teach me the mechanics. It's just the same principle. It's called the grind. Everything you got to show up with that mentality to do it again. So we have a Brazilian guy who's in Oxford. You know, he's the guy who's involved in the cure of the vaccine that are almost there. I want to interview that guy because I'm curious to see how they think. Because they're in the lab for years, for months, you know, maybe how many sleep, what they eat, how he conduct his life, how he's using mentality. I want to know the approach of that. I can be on that and I can be great. I can be a very useful guy for any type of thing. You can throw me in marketing and in digital. I just got to know. And you got to lead me. And when you're a student, you can do anything in life. Example, I'm a general that I can be a soldier anytime. So when you know that you don't know, that's when you learn. That was Socrates. That he said, how you so knowledgeable? Here's your reward in Greece. You're the most wise guy from Greece. And he said, I know that I don't know anything. So the idea of knowing, it's only applied when you do. And now we having all these life coaches, entrepreneurs, mega stars, Instagram stars. Show me what you've done. Show me what you've done. Because when you act, now, example, now I see actors, they are gurus in fitness. You're an actor, man. You can act, you can do anything when you're an actor. You can become a guru in anything because you're an actor and you can act. But that doesn't mean that you can become an ABC on the movie, but when you go face to face with another man, you're facing your face's fear and it becomes successful.
Hey, it's Chris popping in for just a second to thank our sponsors for this one. And I'm so excited because Sundays are coming back in the NFL. And with NFL SundayTicket.tv, you can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. You'll never miss your favorite teams and favorite players. So no matter where you live, NFLSundayTicket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout. You'll get 15% off your subscription. That's an incredible deal. Visit sundayticket.tv. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE for 15% off your subscription. Also, a big thank you to DealDash.com. Have you heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you'd never expect at a price that you'd never believe. And they have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor. They even have cars on DealDash. So here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at $0 and only goes up by 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. So that means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer, or you win. The item's yours. So if you go ahead and buy now, DealDash is offering our listeners an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their other discounts. So go to DealDash.com, use the offer code CVVSHOW, or go to DealDash.fm/CVVSHOW. That's DealDash.fm/CVVSHOW. It sounds like you have that growth mindset, which you and I share, the idea that like anyone has the ability to do absolutely anything, which I completely agree with you on. I'm curious if you ever entered a fight and didn't think you were going to win.
A lot of times.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of times because I'm being realistic. You know, I know that some people say, no, I know I'm going to win this, this and that. It's a fight between your ears. Only you know. I can come to you and lie. Hey, man, I'm unbeatable. I'm this, I'm that. You know, you talk to Mike Tyson. He was the fiercest guy in the locker room. But when he goes to the ring, he becomes the fiercest fighter. So when you are able to face your fears, and then you can live your dreams. Cat is later another friend of mine. You got to respect the waves. You got to feel fear for the waves. Because you know what? If you fear on fear, you're going to die. The waves there are no joke, especially when it's big waves, you know, the reef is so shallow. So you got to respect in a sense, but you got to face it. And every Navy SEAL, when they go overseas, they what makes them come back is because they're willing to die. They go into battle willing to die. So if you go into battle scared of dying, you're going to get other people killed and you're not going to accomplish the mission. So
yeah.
You've got to be willing to die.
You've been training with Mike Tyson recently. What is training with Mike Tyson like?
Hey, he's a fierce guy, man. That's his being dancing of his fight. Doesn't matter the age. I say a lion is always a lion. A champion is always a champion. And I'm excited because I've been preaching about these legend leagues, you know, and I think that's what we need right now. We need really bringing these legend backs. I'm thinking, man, if I can bring Michael Jordan back to the court, Seth Johnson, we would have fun. I would love to see them play. So what about fighting, man? You bring these really guys, you know, these guys that really made the sport, and it's going to be fun. I'm willing to pay them more than paying Conor McGregor.
To see that fight?
Oh, man. See Conor McGregor and Mayweather, for me, was a joke. Seeing Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., Vitor Belfort from Vanderlei, seeing the legends that really made the sport, that's intense for me. That's what really brings the notoriety up. Like, I want to watch it.
Are you going to be in Tyson's corner for that fight?
If Tyson want me there, I'll be there.
Oh, wow. So look, this is so interesting, this Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight, because it had been rumored for a long time that Tyson would get back in the ring. And now it's actually happening. Did you actually think that we'd see them both signing on the dotted line and making this a match?
So I really know that he's ready to go and compete. It'll be fun. Of course, you cannot expect to be the same as it was before. So I hate when people are trying to compare the past with the future. And that's been the problem of the world today. We are either depressed by the past or we have anxiety about the future. We got to appreciate mindfulness and live in the moment. what's happened today. Let's enjoy it. So let's enjoy Tyson today. Let's enjoy Vitor today. Let's enjoy this today. So we got to be stopping about comparison about depression. I would say everything that you depress is because of the past. You never depress about the future. You have anxiety about the future. So that's being the problem of the world. The world is totally bipolar today. People are either concerned. I have a saying that is yesterday is a canceled check, tomorrow is a promissory note, and today is cash on hand. So that's why we have so many debts. You know, people are living by tomorrow. You can't.
And they're not spending that cash on hand.
They're not investing the cash. That's the problem.
When did you see that Mike Tyson was really starting to be that lion that he was? When did you start to see within the training that he had that killer instinct still?
He always a lion, man. That's the thing. You've got to be careful. The quiet animal in the jungle is the most fierce animal. And he could be fat, he could be this, he could be old, but he's a lion, man. He's a fierce lion. He's Mike Tyson. And that's the thing. You never... You can, of course, you can change, you can do all that, but you're always going to become who you are. You can change, but you still, the person still lives inside of you. And so I call myself, I live two animals. I learned to be a lion and a lamb. What's the difference with a lion and a lamb? It's like Jesus. Jesus was a lion and he was a lamb. If you read the Bible, you're going to see a really, go to Revelation, you're really going to see a character of Jesus coming back. He comes in a white horse, his eyes a flame of fire. His coat is full of blood. He has a tattoo on his right leg called the Kings of Kings, Lord of Lords. So he has a tattoo, man. God has a tattoo, man. That's amazing. So he's a really radical man. He's a radical, radical God coming from justice. Why? Because even God himself, he was a sacrifice at the point. But, you know, you got to know when to sacrifice and when you to become the sacrifice. And when you got to have to go for the kill. Go for searching for a sacrifice. So you got to learn to become these both animals.
What, I mean, you've been training a lot recently. When is it that you think we'll
stop?
This is what's so great. This is what's great about you. This is the lion in you. When do you think we'll see you in your next fight?
Soon, very soon. We are talking right now. So I hopefully soon we're going to do some cool fights and some cool things happen. I'm about to bring in this two sport together, boxing and MMA in one junction where we can see great fights and we can even see entertaining guys fighting together. A lot of entertainers see their fighters. I want to see they put in the gloves and go fight another guy. Watching, you know, 50 Cent said he can fight, so go. Maybe I can box one of these guys. I can use only my hand, one hand. So I'll challenge you. These guys, they can box. Okay, I fight with one hand against these guys. Who doesn't want to see this fight? Who doesn't want to see this pay-per-view? Getting these actors, they say they can fight. Okay, go ahead. You put a two, you know, two gloves. I fight with one hand. Entertaining fights. The fights that really is going to make the crowd make a sell. Make in a way that I give the advantage for my opponent. Or bringing a legend that we can really fight. And, you know, hence, we know we can see who's the best fierce man in the planet. You know, I'm down for that. That's what I like about challenging. I really like to bring entertaining in the sense that can bring value. Entertaining for me only is a good entertaining or bad entertaining. A good entertaining where I can add value to somebody's life. And that's when I come to the table. I come not just to bring a fight. I come to bring my ethos. Myself, my values, my thing that I can insert on you, either with the, you know, with the countdown, with everything. I want to bring my lifestyle to you. That was the whole thing that I want to create. I designed the Belfort Fitness Lifestyle. The fitness that I design now is a franchise. I like to share what I do with my body to regular people. And they can do it in a sense that it's called loads. We all need different loads, but we function the same. We squat every day. We bend our knees every day. We push ourselves every day. We have to push the things in the house. You know, we got to lift it. We got to do shoulder press, you know, when you put something. So we got to create fitness applied to your lifestyle. What is good for you? So that's what I did. That can be less damage to the joints. and be smart.
If you've got four last dances left, do you have four opponents in mind? Are there rematches that you'd like to have?
Yes.
You all four you picked out, you think?
Yeah.
You wanna, oh, yeah. Wow.
So let's say I would like to see me and Vanderlei, me and Anderson Silva, me and Fedor Emelianenko, me and Roy Jones Jr., maybe me and Tyson Fury. So we have more. So you see, I give you more. So we have so much. We have so much challenging that really can be revolutionary. You know, fights that really can make the fans and maybe with a wrestler. You know, put a gloves in a wrestler and make them. You know, he can box. You know, I heard a lot of good wrestlers can box, and he's got to be entertaining. You know, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to get hurt. Who is buying the entertaining? And I don't see that much often. People are buying entertaining, and they just be entertaining there, and that's it. So it's like a bad investment. So I see everything as investment. So when I see something, I want to see something that I can carry to my life and applying to my life. You follow what I'm saying? Like, we're doing this interview. It's good not for us. It's good for who's watching us.
Yes.
So that's the whole point of being an actor, being an entrepreneur, being a successful guy. That's what I like, technology. You know, you create something that is always fixing some people's life. Either it's Uber or Airbnb, or it's good for the owners, yes, but they are really changing the world.
Are you planning on fighting at 205?
I'm heavyweight, 205.
Oh, heavyweight.
I'm planning to put iconic fights.
So it doesn't matter what weight class you're at?
I don't matter.
You look great, though. These photos you posted recently, like, you're looking like, yeah.
I'm good,
you're
looking, I feel good. I'm really feel good. And like I said, rent dues every day, man. I got to pay rent. That's the life of a dad. That's the life of a husband. I cannot be neglect husband because my wife is always better than me. So I got to catch up to her. My kids are being trained to be a future game changers in the world. I'm training them. That's a real legacy that I'm leaving to the world. It's not the things that I do in the sport. It's not all that is good, but I'm looking to my three kids. I want to create three kids that really, really when I take this world, when I leave this world, that's my legacy that is going to be here. And of course, so many other kids that I consider sons, you know, sports sons, you know, things, people that you mentor, people that you help. And so many people that I like right now, you know, I'm mentoring so many people right now, and they can apply these things that I live for. That's a gift. It's free, man. I'm not charging anything, and I love to give, and I think that's the best gift because I'm giving out of love.
What do you think is something that someone that's listening to this right now, someone that's watching this right now, can do today to start to get themselves on that path to living a better life?
Start with doing little things. Don't try to create a bigger goal. Let's say your marriage is about to finish. And so sit down with your spouse. I encourage a lot because I see so many people giving up your marriage. Sit down. Write it down what made you love that woman or that man. And put in goals. Mm. How can we be strategic about bringing that love back? Talk to each other. You know, spending more time together. You know, focusing in the pleasure of love. Because I believe when you true love shine when everything is hard. True love when everything is good. And that's what I think I heard these days. And I think, you know, it's like when you love God for what God can give you, you are marrying, it's like marrying a girl or a man just for the money. Mm-hmm. Thinking about that, when you are serving God just for what God can give you, you are such a whore or prostitute because you are just marrying a guy for money. That's not love. That's not what called love. So we got to be careful because in life we can become so hypocrite because when we do our prayer, what we are asking to God's will or my will, I'm asking you just for blessing, for cure. Everything's me, 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 me. We are so selfish centered in me. And marriage can only work when it's about the other person, about sacrifice for your family. So we really, that's the main thing I said to people. I encourage you to go and face and don't give up. Don't give up your life and just fight it to it.
As we start to wrap things up here, thank you, by the way, for...
Thank you, man. It was amazing. You're great. I like your interview. I like your questions.
You're great. I've learned so much. I feel like we probably read a lot of the same books, actually. What are some of your favorite books?
It's right here. I have so much. I have like tons of books.
Yeah, you got a giant bookshelf.
Oh, man, I have so much books. It's hard to mention books, and I'm always going after books, and I forget what authors. But I think, you know, I love philosophy. I really like stoicism. I like, you know, books that really sharpen what I can apply to my life. I may not agree with everything. I just say to people, you know, get what is good. I tell my kids, just get from dad what I'm good. What I'm having bad, just throw it away. Don't swallow. You don't have obligation to agree with me in everything. But, you know, it's the fact of... you got to apply. Whatever you read, you got to make applicable in your life. Don't try to be just a teacher. I'm tired of these life coaches, these gurus. I'm sorry, you guys are a bunch of phony, you know, stealers, thieves. You're just looking for money. Real mentors, real, you know, game changers. They're not just looking for return on the money. They're looking for return of changing a society. That was philosophy. That's why Socrates died in Greece. He died because he believed in one God, and because he didn't believe in the gods that they are playing, they're washing the people, controlling the people with all these gods they were creating in Greece. They say, there's only one God. I really believe that Jesus appeared to that man in one of his studies, and he had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. I believe he challenged and said, no, I only believe in one God, and I believe philosophy should be teaching to everyone in Greece. And they condemned him to death. They tried to find a place to go. They say, no, if I'm not willing to live here, if I cannot live here, I'm going to die. So he faced that. So I admire people that really are not afraid to die. And that's why the world is in so much danger, because the leaders of the world today, either in religious, either in entertaining, it is in the politician, we have phonies. We have people that are self-centered. They're looking for money. They're looking for what is good for them, not what good for the leadership of the world. Because when you're a leader, is you have to lead the people. And you're not leading the people, you're leading your own interests. And that's the problem of we're living in every area. Doesn't matter if it's technology, if it's this or this. And that's why I admire these guys in COVID-19, all these fighters. They're fighting for other people. They are dying. They're putting their on the line. You know, they are really fighting for a bigger cause. And these people should be more notoriously known, and Netflix should make a movie on these people. You know, they should be the iconic people. And we don't. We are so entangled with who's the next star and who's going to sing, And I think the icons today, they are phony. They're not living what they preach. They're scared. Oh, I'm not going to stand for this because my image. I'm not going to do this. You know, we're talking about Black Lives Matter. Come on, man. If you are a player sponsored by Nike, thinking about the people there, slave over there in China making your shoes. I was just thinking about that. You know, you're talking about something. Go fight for a Chinese 5-year-old kid that really are slaves to make shoes paying by nothing. Thinking about that, everything you wear in America is made by a little kid. He's not supposed to be working. He's supposed to be studying. Mm. You follow what I'm saying? So it's easy when it's centered on you. It's here in America. What about in Brazil? Go check it out, Brazil, man. Go check it out about how much these people are making, how they're living their life. They don't have proper water. And we are so self-centered. Oh, Amazon. You see this DiCaprio, Amazon. I'm sorry, man. This for you, DiCaprio. You know, go find yourself. You live in Beverly Hills. You live in big mansions. And you're talking about you care about Amazon? You don't care about Amazon, man. You don't care about Amazon. You gotta wake up the people, man. People gotta be honest. You're a great movie star. Stay there, bro. Stay there. It doesn't mean because you're good in movie, you're gonna be good now I'm fighting for this. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can be good in doing movies, but it doesn't mean you're an entrepreneur. Now you're great in lifting. You don't know about lifting. You pay trainers to lift you because you guys go fat, go this. You guys don't live a life that I live. So we have so much hypocrite in the world, but people like it. people buy into that. You know, Instagram, everyone is cute. Everyone is nice. So many fake people in the world. I'm tired of that. And even of myself, I don't want to be fake. I want to be better. I'm working on myself. So that's the intensity that I bring, because I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied how I am as a father, as a husband, as a season. So I'm not. So that's why I'm very authentic and very real, because in next week, if we meet again, you're going to see, man, you better. You look better. So because I'm searching for that. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a happy guy, but I'm happy, but I'm not content. That's the word.
I just want to acknowledge you for this hunger that you have, always like constantly wanting to be better, and for being so genuine. And I feel like after what you just said there, we're going to see Vitor Belfort versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'll go with no hands with him.
You don't need hands to beat him. And as we look ahead to Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., how do you see that fight going?
I think I see Tyson winning. I cannot see that way, but if we work that way around, I'll fight Roy Jones after. Tyson is my guy.
Would you ever fight Tyson? Tyson,
I got Roy Jones. I go after him.
Would you ever box Mike Tyson?
He's part of my team, so I train him. I don't want to, you know, I don't need to prove myself with him. I have so many guys to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm tired to see this MMA athletes that want to get a piece of Tyson. So if you want Tyson, you come to me.
What are the logistics of training with Tyson? If you're in Florida, and I believe he's in Vegas.
I go to California.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
Right there. Well, yeah, he's like, I should have him on the show. He's you know, very close to me, I believe.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun, man. So I'm Tyson's team, and if you want to go to Tyson, you gotta go through me. That's the deal. I told Tyson, no one want to go fight. You choose who you fight.
Vitor, I want to thank you, and I want to be respectful of your time and get you out of here on time. And thank you. This was enlightening, and this was like full of knowledge. So thank you.
Thank you, man. And I just want to wish all the best to all you guys, and stay positive. Try to be very real with yourself. Don't be happy, but don't be content with who you are today. So search for better. You know what you can do, how you can enlighten the world, how you can make your neighbor, how you can love your neighbor, but you have to love yourself first. And then I always say, if God is not number one in your life priority, I'm telling you, stop, make God your genie on the lamp. You know, if you really want to please God, don't sin. Fight sin. That's your fight. That's my fight. That's the humanity fight. We got to fight sin, because that's what separates us from God. And what is sin? You know, everything you do from hiding, everything you're trying to, you don't want no one to know, that's sin. I think that's sin. So you know what it is. So all the best to you, and I'll see you soon. When I'm in LA, you're going to teach me some wrestling, okay?
Let's do it. Sounds good.
Okay, brother.
The Phenom. What a conversation. I hope that you took some of those nuggets of knowledge there, and hopefully you can apply them to your own life. Take a screenshot. Tag me. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. Tag Vitor. He is at Vitor Belfort. I would be happy to retweet this, as always, or regram this, or whatever we call that on Instagram stories. Two questions for you after listening to this. Number one, do you think we'll see Vitor Belfort in AEW again? Number two, do you think we'll see him in Mike Tyson's corner when he fights Roy Jones Jr.? And I know I only said two questions, but while we're talking about it, how do you think that fight ends? How do you think Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. ends? I'm going to say Mike Tyson wins by a fourth round knockout. There we go. So I know we learned a lot from this interview, but I want to leave you with one more nugget here, because people talk about luck all the time, especially when they see someone succeeding, someone like Vitor who's succeeding on the highest level. This quote from Coleman Cox, I think, sums it up best. I'm a great believer in luck. The harder I work, the luckier I seem to get. Thanks for being with us on this one. And remember, be great and be grateful. And before we go, sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball is back in action, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on. It's all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say about what it's like playing without fans in a series that they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. And remember to use the promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. And we will see you on the next one. Be well.